Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotel. Welcome, welcome to All for Zulu Nation Network. We've got your Omiyinka 7 live here today, and we are still carrying on about made in code and made with code. And now today we're going to be carrying over to made with mixed beats and tracks. How do you use coding to make your beats? Well, there are a number of young ladies that are out there that are specifically doing digital music through using Made with Code. And we're going to be talking about that today. So you young ladies who might be interested, please, mothers, escort your girls in, or you can take notes for them. This is Made with Code, talking about mixing the beat. How do you use the digital coding system to create musical tracks and beats? Well, we're going to be talking about that in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to listen and hold on. We're going to be talking about how you can actually use your musical code to create tracks, and what is that all about? Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Everyone, for those of you who have not did not start with us at the beginning of this episode, let me give you a little summary. We are talking about made with code, things that can be made with code in the industry, and just about anything in the industry can be made with scientific codes that come from computer science. And we went over the discussion of all of the professions that one can work in, from being an actual doctor to being a construction worker. And everyone needs codes these days to create their pattern. They need a set of patterns to create. And why not use music, something that we always arrange musical patterns around to create the beat and to mix the various different genres. Now, what is a genre? A genre is a specific type of music you choose, whether it be folk music, whether it be jazz, whether it be gospel, whether it be reggae. These are the genres that you can choose from, and et cetera, and on and on. And they've now begun to create new genres. And I've created one called Gospel Reggae with a mixture of reggae, Creole, and gospel music together. Now, let's go from that standpoint, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've taken a lot of folk music, and I've converted that folk music over into gospel music. And it's easy to do. For example, our great artist, Nina Simone, has created large amounts of folk music that people think that they're dancing to a hip-hop song. And it's really a folk song. You can carry those various different genres over and recreate them. And it's even better if they're royalty-free. You can change a line or two and put your own twist on it and carry it over to another different genre. You can take it out of the folk or music and put it right in the hip-hop, and now you have a brand new song that you can get the credit for. That's right. That royalty music that's out there, that after 75 years, you can actually go on to rewrite that music and do that music up and make it your own. Now, we're talking about beats, and we're talking about mixing. What are those terms? You might hear a DJ or a sound man say, I'm going to be mixing some tracks. I'm going to go in the back room. Now, I'm very new at this, so don't expect that I have all the answers. I'm an amateur, and I'm entering class myself just as we speak to learn more about genres, and I'm giving this segment so I can build some confidence in myself. I know how this thing goes, but I'm not a technician, and I've been in the back room with the sound man. And your sound man is usually very, very expensive. If he goes out to a show with you, he produces your sound. But he practices before he goes out there to produce that sound. He plays around with his keyboard. He adds various different instrumental music instruments in creating those tracks. He's mixing your vocals with any type of music that will create a background music. Now, how that's done, I'm still yet to see. But I want you young girls to understand that you can create your very own digital music through dealing with coding. And this will put you in the category of an artist where you can start making your own music. That's right. And I'm learning to do that now. I'm asking lots of questions, and I'm inquiring about those people who've done tracks before, how you lay your tracks. Now, you must understand there's software like Pro Tools, and garage software that you use that you actually upload on your computer. I haven't uploaded any of those software yet, but I plan to. And in uploading that software, you begin to see what can I do with the musical instruments and orchestra. If I want to bring in my strings, my percussion, if I want to bring in my flutes and lay those, I can lay a different instrument as we go, one creating the chorus, one creating the background, and then I uniquely tweak that music to see if it's what I want. Does it have the same melody that I'm looking for? You always have to have a melody in your head, some sort of tune that you want those lyrics to be laid over. Now, this is tracks because you're laying things on top of each other, and you're waiting to see what's going to end up on the wall. Does that sound good? Is that am I creating a hip-hop beat? Do I want to create a more folk beat? And am I trying to create a jazz tune? You have to determine where you're going with that genre. And right now, we're going to go to commercial, and you can think about Where am I going with this? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've had time to think about the type of genre you want to create. And for those women out there who are listening, this has been a male-dominated field as well. And most of the industry have had sound men in the background. But more and more women are coming into this line of profession. They're getting engaged in working the keyboard. Now, I do a lot of work with setting up the technical keyboard, uploading the song, writing up the advertisement, and then calling at my digital phone line. Sometimes I find that my technical area is not laid down properly where I can't get a line. It's hard to stay on the line. So I use my own personal line. That's a technician decision. And I'm doing a lot of tech work, but I haven't began to lay any tracks yet. Now, I found a couple of songs that I went out and I pulled them from iTunes or various different places where they allow us to use their music, be very selective, and then bring that music back and upload it for the show. Now, for those women who are trying to get an understanding, how do I create beats? Now, there are companies out there that sell their beats that are already pre-made, but I am not recommending that you do that. I'm recommending that you learn how to create your own beats yourself. Make them authenticated so that it has your branding on it and no one else can get the fit and royalties from your beats. Because if you use their beats, you're going to have to pay them a royalty fee. That's why it's important to create your own beats. And you can keep that money in your pocket because you created that particular beat. But all the time, it doesn't happen that way. You might collaborate with a group of people to create a beat. You might sit down with them and say, we're going to go 50-50 on whatever we do, no matter how much you produce or how less I produce, we're going to split it 50-50 on the beat. And then you write that up in the form of a contract. So you know that you're not going to renege and you're going to give each other homage at least 50% of everything you do on writing those beats. Now, beats are unusual these days. You can get a melody in your head and you may want to go back in the studio and create that beat, but you cannot find the right instrument that will give off those tones. Sometimes people go outside, they get cans, they get buckets, and they create their own original beat, like water dripping from a faucet, ice slipping down a slope, creating the drip-drop sound, and then recording those sounds and then bringing them back into the studio and incorporating them into your tracks. While you're laying your tracks of ice dripping, the next thing you may want to get is a garage door opening, creating these exonerable sounds that are different from anything you can find in your musical orchestra. And as you do this, you must understand these are digital, and they're different, so you can upload them, you can send them, and they can geographically go around the world. But the main thing is they become your own, and you put your own copyright name on those particular sounds. Yes, because sometimes you're not going to get that same sound again, but if you record it, you tape it, you put your brand on it, it becomes your sound. Now, Name the Tracks is something you have to get familiar with on the actual keyboard and understanding that these sound machines can be purchased for a hefty price, but you must know how to use them. And you're going to have to go over the tutorials and learn how to use them. That is what I'm lacking. I lack the actual experience and learning how to use these particular beat boxes and sounds that are created by you. And they become your very own sound after you pull them together. Sometimes you can buy beats from other people that they've created, and you own the rights to them. And there's a lot of people that are selling their beats that are out there, and you will actually own the right to that beat once they sell it to you, and you will probably have to go in contract with them. It's very important to understand that young girls are going in the studio now, and they are becoming licensed musicians who actually are doing their own vocals, and they're also creating their own beats, and they're mixing it, and it's all theirs, and they get all the rights to it. But sometimes it's okay to collaborate with other people that have more experience than you have to help you along the way so you learn how the whole project is worked out. And there are a number of people who are doing the music licensing who are doing extremely well, and they're getting their music in various different television shows, and it's their own unique music, and they have found out what the companies are looking for. They ask them, what kind of sound are you looking for? What are your previous catalog sounds? I want to listen to them. So it's a lot to this business, and I'm beginning to learn more and more about it. Usually when people go into the music licensing, that might mean that they're in the background. They're not doing a lot of touring and singing, but they still use their vocals to lay over the track. And laying these vocals over the track may give you an idea of what you want to put down on your lyrics. And if you're writing your own songs and you are able to lay your vocals down, you have a lot of control. And that's what we want these days, is more control. Hold tight. We're going to commercial. In the studio, and we are talking in the studio about Made with Code to make musical beats and sound music, laying the tracks out there for those individuals who want to make their own music. And this is our special, our birthday celebration that we started earlier on the 2nd of April. We did a kickoff on April to talk about, we actually were talking about looking at coding, what can be made with code. So this is one of the avenues we venture out into for the next 2 days. We're going to be talking about how coding can be made with musical beats and creating our tracks. She is bursting wide open for digital music. There is a big need for catalogs that are out there that are looking for radio and TV sound. What can you produce in the studio that television and the radio would like to use in their scenes? Can you create something from your music and create it around Made with Code? Why, yes, you can. There are many young girls that are doing that today, and we're urging you to get involved with digital music and connecting with your coding. Hold tight. Let me see if we have anybody on the phone lines, and I'd like to give that number up. That number we'd like to give out is 760-539-3247. You can call in at this particular phone line if you have questions or comments or you'd like to put your two cents in. We're urging you to call in because we'd like to talk to you about your opinion. What do you think about the digital industry age? Is it booming up or what? Are girls entering in this profession? Are they going into the studio and they're laying their own tracks, mixing their own beats, and having their own say-so about how they want their music arranged? We can do that today. We don't just have to give it over to chance anymore. Everything can be worked out through Made with Code. Coding is the futuristic objective that we are going to need in all of our lives to create our beats, to create the sound that we want, to brand ourselves so that we know exactly what type of music we want to put out there. And music is so very important. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is a field you can get paid in. Did you hear what I said? You can get paid in royalties after royalties. Once you lay a track, and if someone wants to use that track in a television scene or a commercial, and that track is played over and over again, every time that track hits the airway, you are going to get royalties off of your original skills for writing the song or laying the tracks for that song or creating the beat. You can collaborate with your friends upon making a beat, but you must set up a contract and establish who's getting what. Sometimes you decide to square it away across the board and split the whole activity. But we want to make sure that girls are included in this. And that's why we're bringing this to the forefront and bringing this to the world's attention, that girls have been left out of the scheme of things, and they have not been in the thick of things when they were creating these astronomical instrumental sounds. Now, music licensing is more instrumental sound. It's a little different from when you write a song and put out the song on the chart. This is for someone who wants some background music or tailgating music that's instrumental. Now, can you do that? Yes, you can go in the studio and create your arrangement of music too. And that's what we're talking about, inviting young girls and women into this profession. But we must understand we have to find our niche. What's our genre? What area do we want to be in? Are we engaging in jazz, gospel, folk music? And don't play folk music short, ladies and gentlemen. There are so many royalty-free folk songs out there that are been traditional songs that we sang when we were in high school, elementary school, and now those songs become royalty-free and people are still singing them. But what we want girls to understand is that they can code too in this business, and they can create their own beats, introduce them to their arranger and say, that's the song I want to make a beat to, or this is the beat I want to add to my lyrics. And you don't have to worry. The technology in the box is all-inclusive, and there's a lot of material there that you have to sit down and learn. I'm having to sit down to learn it. I haven't had my feet wet yet, and I haven't had a chance to utilize any of the software. It all comes in a software form, and you're going to have to be a student and sit and research and read about how this software works. Hold tight. Thank you. welcome back, everyone. How is the African family and how are the children? You've got your Omi Inka 7 here. I am your empress. I'm here to serve you. I am your advocate. I'm here to advocate for you. And I am your Maliwa. I am your mother, too. Thank you so much for joining me on my birthday week. Started off by kicking things off on April the 2nd, laying the foundation for to maize with cold. And then we went right into the second day on what girls can use to make coals out of and how coals can be used in our everyday life. This is an engineering science profession. It is computer science. And it also does not only require a prerequisite. All you need to do is have an interest in problem solving. If there is a problem, Mr. Johnny Inspector, you can solve it. There is a need for problem solvers and for people to be on the scene to work in their niche area. And today we're talking about our niche area of music. A lot of young men are already working in the digital scene. They're uploading their digital songs and uploading them right to YouTube. And they are playing their music and people are downloading their music. And Spotify, they're able to download the music and they can get the music instantly. We used to have to go in the store and wait for those vinyl records to be cut, and it took sometimes like months before they came out. And we were right there at the door waiting for it to open to get our album with our vinyl cut music to go home and play. And now you can get that music overnight because the digital has made it possible, ladies and gentlemen. And for those women who are trying to get into this profession, to work as a technician on the back scene, it is possible. I have been a technician of the studio for over 10 years, and I have perfected this online studio. And most women say, well, how did you learn that? I had to teach myself. I was self-taught. My sons didn't take time off to teach me. I read the instruction, and day by day, I made mistakes, and through my mistakes, I perfected my skills in areas such as uploading the music, going out and scouting for the music, making sure that I got it clear through YouTube, and going after uploading the music, then writing the description for the interview that I was going to have, then going out searching for the candidate that would be interviewed, and then trying to find those people in the music industry and those male-dominated areas who were not acknowledged and recognized, and bringing those women on board to interview them. Now, you go out to some of my transcripts and you'll see that I've interviewed quite a few women who are in the industry of the music industry who were actually record label owners. And at that time, we were seeking out record label owners, and we weren't so much into the digital. But we're getting heavily into the digital now, and we're inviting women and soliciting women to come into this profession. Let me check my phone line. Those phone lines are 760-539-3247. You can call in at any time, and we're urging those parents to call in and those girls that might be interested in going into digital beat making or digital mixing. And we're talking about music today. How do we create a genre? And can we come up with a new sound, something that's electrified? And how do you buy your beat? There is software out there like Garage Software, like ProLine software. I'm not that familiar. I'm just coming into this like you are, and I'm urging you to support me as we come into the enlightenment of understanding this high technology. What does it all mean? And how can we best utilize it to help us to make things in the industry a lot easier and smoother to transition into? If we can produce a CD without having to send it off, if we can burn that CD right online, reproduce that CD, go in our music room, create the beats right off of our desktop and download the Garage software and download the ProLine software and then make our own beat, then we become a production studio. And that's what I'm talking about today. Ladies, if you're out there and you'd like to know more about this profession, please call into our phone line. Our question and answers will be open throughout this session. And we are soliciting for your inquiries about the digital arena of music. Hold tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to commercial. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back in the studio, and we're here discussing the beat industry and mixing of music on those digital tracks. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? Are we doing the doggone thing or what? Is this industry blowing up with newcomers on the scene who are going in their studio as the technicians of the futuristic scene and creating their own tracks? And once they create these tracks, they can lay the tracks and then go out and have them sampled by various industries, such as our television and radio industry, for those music licensees who are becoming a licensed producer and they're producing their own music. And some of them are also doing their own vocals. Now, I've only worked in the studio when we went to record our music. I didn't work behind the scenes until I had got my own sound man. And when I got my own sound man, he would show me what he was doing. And I would just kind of eyeball him a little bit and pay for all of the time that he put in. And I'm telling you, sound people can be very expensive. Now, I'm not saying that you want to be an actual sound person to travel around with someone as they make the music. I want you to make your own music and be your own licensed sound production agents. And as you produce that music, you scout your music around through the library to see which library is going to pick you up. And whichever library picks you up, and if they like your music, they can fish it out and see if there's some television broadcasting agency that wants to put it behind music. And if they do, cha-ching, 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 all the way to the bank, because once they use your music and it gets fished out for others to use, you got royalties coming for a lifetime on that one particular track. Now, that's what I'm learning to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm learning to be in the background. I don't have to be out front anymore. I don't have to be leading up the caravan, but I do want to sing my own songs. And I think this is something that you should realize. If you're a songwriter and love to write, now, I've written many, many poems that can be put into a songwriter's genre. And I have a lot of ideas about how to take these songs or these poems to the next level. I just need to learn how to use the equipment. I need to learn how to lay the tracks, when to cut the tracks off, how to add the beats. I need to learn all of that. And I decided to put myself in school so I can learn about that. This is a vital time for me. If I'm going to ever make it in the music industry, now is the only time. It doesn't get any greater than now, because the average young person who has put their grind in and put their time in, they're making themselves into millionaires. if not billionaires, they are putting the time in learning the full industry of not just how to sell the music in the management area, not how to go on the tours, but basically how to go in the back and how to lay the foundation for that tune, that beat, and that sound, that Motown sound that they might be trying to get again, or they might be creating their own sound and genre. And they want to get it out there and make sure that not only individuals hear their music, but large television broadcasting agents and radio agencies and various different people who are looking for the jingles, the right tune, the tune that will fit their ear, something unique and something creative. And that's what we're learning today, how to be creative and remix our tune and create the beat of the century. And we can do this, ladies and gentlemen, and we are talking about how women are coming into this industry and they are taking control. They are finding their own home and their spots in the studio. Not something that we wave at the studio technician and walk by, but we go into the studio and explore what is going on. How can I lay this beat? I got this beat in my head and I've been hearing it over and over again. Help me to lay this beat. I want to create a track. Well, it's possible now. Through Made with Code, it is possible. Every beat that you can think of can be made in the studio through replicating a code from your engineering technology. Because when you go into the studio, you become an engineer. You are engineering these codes, and you are orchestrating which codes get laid first, how frequently they're laid, how repetitiously you're using the same instrumental instrument, or if you are using vocals, how frequently are you laying the tracks, and when do you put the vocals down? All of this has to be done, and this is the back end of the office, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got to get with the program. So let's get with the program. Hold tight. Everyone, welcome back to Oracle Divination Network. We are live today here in the studio talking about the back office and inviting those young girls into the profession of a male-driven profession. Yes, these technicians have mostly been male, and we are letting the young girls know that you can be a technician too. You can go in the back office and you can create tracks and you can learn all about the software that is being used, such as Garage And many people have been talking about Garage and how that software can be used to create beats. You can even buy your own software for beats. And if you have enough money, you can buy a whole lot of materials that are out there. And every other week, there is one coming up. There's a whole recording studio out there that is made in a box now. And I think it's called Swirl, if I'm not mistaken. And I intend to utilize that and take advantage of what they have to offer. But what I want to talk to you about, what is a beat? And how do you determine a beat? Can a beat be a repetitious pattern of something that you hear? Now, I had a chance to go into a beat laboratory that was in Africa that was online, and these beats were all made in Africa, and they were sharp. They were taking buckets, and they were dripping water. Then they were listening to the thunder, and they were recording the thunder and lightning and incorporating that in the song. And then if there was men working on the road, they recorded the man working on the road. All of these became those little sounds like a looping that they would create for a different song, and they incorporated them into their song. How unique. And most of the men became so involved with these sounds that they could actually mimic these sounds with their own voices. And to be a human sound box is interesting. And you know, you had your human beatbox, and some of these young rappers who were actually creating the sound from their audible mouths. And that's how important sound is. When they do the beatbox, they used to create the actual beat so they can count the number of beats, and they knew exactly when to lay another tune over them. Now, I want to say to those girls, you don't have to create the beatbox from your mouth. You just have to be familiar with the software. When you go into these very different places to purchase this software, you have to know what's out there. So you have to stay current. And I'm not current, and I don't really know all of the software, and I don't know how to use the software. And that's what I'm soliciting someone to do, help me to get through the process of using software, because there's so much out here, and you don't know what all of it does. But you have to have something that's all-inclusive, so when you buy it, you don't have to keep buying individual parts to go with that. You have the general foundation of what you need. But we are looking at the possibility of being able to upload music all over the world because of the digital ability. Music can go across the rivers and across the roads, and you can transmit your work all over the world. You can perform work in other countries now and send your package in an upload digital package to another country, and they receive it by the airwaves. So we are getting very clever in our ability to make codes that are able to transmit across the frequencies and the airwaves, and that's what we're dealing with, electronic frequency. And a lot of music, you notice that people are putting these electronic vocals on their voice, changing their voice, giving their voice a high pitch, and now you've got all of this electronics that you can utilize. It's making us more of a gifted licensee, because some of these people are going to want to license their music and put their stamp on it, and then when they put it out there, and once one or two people like it, and they submit it to the next person, then everybody's paying you royalties on this particular feature. So women, you definitely want to get in on this aspect of it, because this is a male-dominated, driven field, with mostly males that are sound men who are in the background. And more women are asking. They're not asking. They're telling, I want in on this profession. And they're coming in through the front door rather than trying to break down the back door. So let us women in. We are trying to find out more about how to be a technician, a sound technician, and make sure that we get our input in there. You must have a bit of the feminine entity in this profession to bring about the beauty. You cannot have all male testosterone in this profession. So now the male have agreed to open up and let women in. So women, don't come running through the door now. Don't come bashing the door down. And don't come demanding anything. Come humble and ready to learn, because the men have already accepted you and they're ready to teach. So please, let's not try to act like we've always been here and take over and dominate the spot. So when we speak of technology and computer science, that field has opened up quite a bit for women, but more women can come. A lot of women don't realize that they can use this in a feminine way to make garments, to make dresses, and utilizing the technology and making it convenient for those that might be handicapped, making it convenient for garments that you might wear for safety purposes. They're getting involved in the garments, so women are heading up those fields, and now they're coming into the musical area, and they're utilizing the back office themselves, and they're creating these tracks and designing their own music. So that is something grand, and I'm so glad to hear that. And if those phone lines would light up, just light up and call in now with your questions and answers. You might have some information you can give us, any input you might have. I'm going to give out the phone number again so you can call in. Hold tight. That phone number is 760-539-3247. You can call in at any time and voice your opinion. We're here on the phone line. This is my birthday special. We started off on April the 2nd and then kicked it off on April 3rd, my birthday. And we're here now talking about the music industry of digital beat making and mixing, sound mixing. And we're going to be here tomorrow, and we're not certain if we're going to be here Saturday or not. Let's play it by ear. But we did say we were going to try to give 4 good days here to talk about music. And this is in celebration of my birthday, because I am now legally, officially retired. So I'm fully retirement age, and this is a celebration. I am in the music industry and have been in the music industry and really, really enjoy working as a technician, as a host on this radio show. And it gave me the ability to learn a lot about technology and how to set the board up. So I'm more interested now in the music producing licensing profession than ever before, because it is a profession that you can stay up to date with the music and understanding the genres. So let's go to commercial. Hold tight. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining me here at Oracle Divination Network. And most of you wonder about the name and ask questions about the name. Is it a paranormal show? Yes, it is a paranormal show. We started off with Care to Read many, many years ago, and that was a platform that we can speak to authors and writers about their written work and put their materials on display. And then we gravitated from that to just Oracle Read, and we talked about paranormal and inviting people to our show to be interviewed about the paranormal experience. And now we've gone over to Oracle Divination Network, and we are a network of people who actually believe in the paranormal, and we are asking you to register with us to let people know that you are too a priest or priestess, or you are an author, or you are a poet, and you would like to tell them to know about your work. So, yes, we do interview people here, and we are planning to do some more interviewing this year in reference to various different topics. And we are going to be featuring more on the paranormal side, looking at what is spiritual, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And you're definitely going to want to be a part of that. We're building up to a momentum to talk to all of those priests and priestesses and let them talk about their profession and what they have to offer. If anyone is looking for a priest or priestess or Baba Law, they can call here and we can give them some insight with who they could actually contract out with. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today here in a special setting where we are talking about Made with Cold in building beats, creating tracks. How do you create tracks? And what are tracks? They're musical, instrumental, song, and choreography that has been made and put together. And we understand that tracks can be laid on top of each other, and they produce music. And it's very important to say that anyone can produce a beat, anything that has time and measurement on it, and repercussions such as our instrumental sound and any kind of sound that will project itself can be used in a recording. And we are talking about genres now. What are genres? Genres can range anywhere from folk music to instrumental music, to jazz, to gospel, to spoken word, any type of music, hip-hop and R&B that you might want to sing about. And some people are joining together more than one type of genre to create a special sound. Like I've been looking at gospel reggae, pulling that together with Creole as well. So we want our listening audience to understand that women are definitely invited here. Let me check my phone line and see who got calling. Hold on. That phone line is 760. That phone line, once again, is 530-539-3247. And you can call in at any time with your opinion. And we're here live in the room talking about creating beats and laying tracks. Call in and get your questions answered. Welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And we are in live celebration mode. We're celebrating my week birthday. And we started off on the 2nd of April. And my actual birthday was April the 3rd. And we've been celebrating, trying to invite young girls in to talk about their potential profession in the line of beat making and creating track. That's right, through made with code, of course. You can do a lot with coding, and coding will allow you to make diversified music. It will allow you to actually create jobs in the industry, such as pharmaceutical jobs, doctor jobs. And most people are finding that they cannot live without making clothes. Clothes are becoming a part of life. And we want to make sure that the women come in on this male-dominated profession so that they can get involved in creating their own music. And there is a lot of young women out there that are recording artists and that have their own recording studio and that they're also licensed producers. And we want to get more women knowledgeable about this profession. And the way we do that is to talk about genres. And we're talking about genres right now. I had introduced the gospel, reggae, Creole genre. Now, what's that all about? That's a little bit of gospel music, traditional gospel, which I sing and have been singing for more than a decade, three decades, okay? And that traditional gospel, a lot of people that are African-American will say, well, we don't want to hear that sorry slave music anymore, and it reminds us of hard times. But nevertheless, it is a traditional genre that's in demand in Europe, and much so in demand in Europe, and they've learned the lines and the lyrics to the songs, and they sing along. So it becomes a regularized code and in demand. Now, I know that you don't want to hear sad songs all the time, so we beat them up with reggae, which is an uptune, and we beat them up with Creole. A lot of you probably have not heard about Creole music, but Creole music is anywhere between the harmonica to playing the ukulele and playing the windbag piano that plays that music, and it has a certain tune to it. And not to mention that we have the Creole that have their own flavor and tune that they use with their beats as well as with their instigating their storefront music, because they're like storefront performers. They perform and do it on the streets quite a bit. But I was looking for that tune, that sound, to bring together with the Jamaican style, reggae, and then bringing that style with the gospel on up. And Lauryn Hill did a real good job of bringing that music together when she did a couple of songs, and they really, really brought the people to realize that this is a combination of Jamaican, gospel, Creole, all mixed together in a potpourri type of fashion. And I wanted to hear that sound again, as it was a childhood sound that I heard so frequently from my uncle when he played his harmonica. And I wanted to reintroduce that sound again. And I still plan on going in the studio and trying to lay some tracks with some of those beats and bring that music back into remembrance so that I can at least have the ability to relax from it. If not dance to it, relax. But we all have different tastes in music. And frequency, music is nothing but a frequency. And as we utilize that frequency across the atmosphere, that frequency lifts us. I mean, it sustains us. It alerts us. It makes us want to move. It makes us want to groove. So all of this that music does, it is sort of a sedative that can put us to sleep or wake us up. But at the same time, we have to understand without a frequency in the world, We have nothing to move to the beat. African Americans were so astute to having a beat that we would listen for, a certain beat that we would walk to, stride to, walk across the room to. And this is a beat that was on the earth that would keep us intact. So we weren't skipping beats. Now we're skipping beats. Doesn't even sound like our music anymore. And we cannot groove to it. And we cannot get down to it. So it is necessary to call for a genre that we all can get down to. A genre that a beat will lift us up and sustain us. But nevertheless, we have got to show our youngsters that we have a beat that we grew to. And we can find that beat again, and we can perpetuate that beat and allow our youngsters to lay tracks, create genres, and reinvent our beats again. Let's go to the phone lines. Hold tight. Those phone lines are open at 756-539-3247. You can call in at any hour or time today. Well, not any hour. You can call in now. Now is when the phone lines are open, and we're inviting you to call in. And we are playing music and talking about the various different genres out there. And it's all happening. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. You have your Omi Inca 7 live here on Oracle Divination Network. I am your Empress. I am your advocate. I'm here to serve you. And I'm your Maliwa. I am your mother. And I am your Omi. I am your teacher, too. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment and making my birthday a joyous one. Thank you so much for being a part and going back and listening to my recording on demand. You can listen to these recordings on demand, but most of all, we'd like you to become a follower. Go out and subscribe to this channel and become a follower and bring a friend. Tell a friend about the show. We are a family-oriented show. We are talking about how young girls can make music and get in on the coding prospect of making code, creating their very own design. We want women to burst the door down to come into this male-driven profession. We're opening up the way and making it plain and clear. So it's no reason for you to say, I can't get into that profession, they're locking me out. We're talking about making it available to you so you can make your own beats and your own tracks. Get involved with getting your own beat maker and designing your own tracks so you can start off by making your own melodies for your own lyrics and write your songs. And for those of you who are songwriters, get involved in writing some necessary songs that are in demand. Some topics that you can write about, like character building. Don't get into the drama of writing songs about people and calling names and downgrading people, because we don't need another downgrading song. But we definitely need another upbeat song that will inspire us to affirm who we are and what we came here to do. Write some universal songs that will uplift us, that will give harmony to the soul, that will bring us together as a one people, a one world order. Sing songs and make songs, new songs, that will talk about affirming who we are. Not just love songs. We've had a lot of love songs. Let's talk about the accomplishments we've made and affirming how far we've come from and how far we've got to go. Affirm those things that were promised to us and talk about all the things that we can become as one, as we unify as one on this earth, and how we become a we concept in a communal status and not an individual concept. Bring us together and on the one accord by any means necessary with your loving songs, with those songs that reach out and touch someone's hand, with those songs that uplift those people that are feeling faint, with songs that are going into the hospital and reaching into the emergency room and snatching these people back from the snare of the devil and speaking to these people who are on the cancer wards who have no hope and who can only dream of having a chance to live again. So let's speak into each other's life with new music, with this music that's breathtaking, that will grab us and that will unite us and that will solidify us and stabilize us. Bring the music on the scene that Nipsey Hussle wanted to bring, and he stopped and was cut off in his track. Renew the faith of Nipsey and carry his music on. Don't let his music stop. Continue to bring faith and to bring joy and to uplift and to encourage. Continue to bring those kind of songs. We don't need another devastating song that is bashing others, destroying others. We don't need those kind of songs. And hopefully as we bring our hip-hop under control, the women will get the understanding that it is our time now. And we can help the men in duality to sing these songs right. We don't have to always be singing songs that will degrade women and put them down. Women, lift your heads up and vow not to put on the sleazy outfits to destroy your image and come out front and take control and tell the men what you're looking to hear and what you will not stand for. And let the man know that you are a lady, and once, twice, three times a lady. And they'll love you for it. And they will not let you make them casquerade across the stage half naked, showing your intimate parts. You will not give in to that anymore. And they will see that you demanded it, and they will have to give you what you want. You've got to give the women what they want. And this is our time now. And we can change this whole atmosphere pressure of this vibration. We can change the tune and the vibrational frequency that is going out into the atmosphere. We can change it, women, by making our own beat and going into the studio and rearranging the tone so that we know we're putting out universal songs that will lift us at all times, not something that will cause us to miss a beat and cause us to fall down on our hard luck. Now let's lift ourselves up where we belong. Lord, lift us up where we belong, where the eagle flies. Lord, lift us up where we belong, where the eagle flies. We are asking God to lift us up where we belong. And this is not where we belong, at a low frequency that drives us to the grave quicker, that will lift us so that we can exonerate who we are and stand on the shoulders of our ancestors and be able to carry their tune across the airwaves and the frequencies that they vibe on, that we will be able to manifest again. Once again, let us remind ourselves of the greatness and the great people that we once were, and that we still can be that great person again. Let's not fall on our hard luck. Let's not desecrate our women. Let's not bring down the frequency wave. Let's lift up the frequency wave as we vibrate on a higher vibe than we ought to vibrate, that we can reach our limits with our vibration. And let's vibe today. Hold tight. Seven, your advocate, the one who's here to serve you. I am your empress. I am here to serve you as an advocate as well. I am your Maliwa. I'm your mother. And I am your only one. I am the teacher too. Thank you so much for having me here this afternoon on this joyous weekend occasion that's coming up, that I'll be celebrating my birthday. And I've already started the celebration. And thank you for joining me and making my first birthday a blast, and being a part of To Make With Poles, or Made With Poles, how we're looking at how everything could be made into clothes, and we're looking at the digital arena of the digital beach and the digital music today. And for those of you who have not called in and voiced your opinion, it is too late to call in, but you can reach us tomorrow around 3:30 tomorrow, and you can call in. However, we are on demand. If you missed the show and would like to go out and join us by signing up and becoming a follower, do so. And then you can also view the show on demand. And we'll be talking a little bit about how we can come into our own as females in the music industry and create our own beach and lay our own tracks. Now, we're going to have an engineer that will call in and talk with us a little bit about his journey and his career and what he's done in the profession. And I want the women to know, yes, you can be engineers and you can be coders. Coders is not the only profession that you can do in engineering. There are many other jobs within the field of engineering. It's a problem-solving profession. If you know how to solve problems and can create solutions to problems, then you're definitely suited for engineering. And you definitely want to explore it. As a young girl in high school or in middle school, you can explore this profession. And some schools are offering this training in this school. If not, you can go to a boot camp or a pre-college program and have your mother enroll you in a program. But you must start now, because now is the time that they're recruiting for those pre-college programs. And those slots go very fast. So mothers, you want to get on the horn and call places like Purdue University, like IU University, and see if they have any pre-college programs for pre-college students going into engineering. And also inquire about the online coding classes that might be available to you. They are rather costly, but you definitely need to go online to find out if they have 6-week programs, if they have a 12-week program, and put your money where your mouth is. And if that's something you want to do, explore it. And for those women who are interested in becoming a licensed music person, licensing music, where you write your own music, you can go online and look that up, because that profession is available to you also. But never forget that music is everywhere and is universal, and we're using it for digital consumption as well. So get ready so you can look into this business, find out how you can write your own musical codes and lay tracks. So don't forget, tomorrow we'll be on again, and we'll be finishing up Made with Code, and then we'll go on to another series, because I don't really know if we're going to be on Saturday. And if we're not on tomorrow, then we're going to be on Saturday. But we're trying to do a consecutive 4 days, or breaking those days up for those young girls who can't make it in here. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of our show, and we do hope to see you again. And to all those people who have been following me, don't just follow me. Go out and become an official follower. Sign up for this room, Oracle Divination Network, and be a follower and be able to listen to us when you're live and on demand. We have plenty of transcripts that you can listen to. We will be celebrating our 10th anniversary during the month of May 19th. The whole month we'll be celebrating. You want to come out and be a part of that. It's going to be a blast, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss that. And we'll be celebrating in this room for our 10th anniversary. What a blessing. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, boy, all our sins he does bear. He brought us a long way. Look how far you brought me. Yes, you have. Look how far you brought me. Yes, you have. Yes, look how far the Creator has brought us. He's brought us a mighty long way. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. As soon as I see Jesus, the man has set me free. You know he bled and he suffered and he died for you and for me. I'm going to walk me some streets of gold into that new Jerusalem. And my soul will look back and wonder, and my soul will look back and wonder how I got over.
How I got over, how I got over. I said, my soul will look back and wonder. My soul will look back and wonder how I got over. How I got over, how I got over. My soul will look back and wonder. I said, my soul will look back and wonder. My soul will look back and wonder how I got over.
How I Get Over, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be the song we sing when we come up on our 10th anniversary. Join us. Please be a part of that celebration. We're beckoning you to come and be a part of that celebration, because we are going to be celebrating up in here on our 10th anniversary. Thank you so much for joining us today, and do have a pleasant day. And thank you for making my birthday a real live birthday and supporting me. And go out and listen to the song of the show on command. We beckon you to come forward and to make your petition known. If you want to be a musician and you want to lay tracks and create beats, you definitely want to get with Tamae with Poetry. All right now, take care. Oh, God.